أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats and the verses we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us the example of the attitude and the condition of the disbelievers, the people to whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, and that is one of arrogance. They were not prepared to accept the message of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam based on their arrogance and their stubbornness. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. It is all alike, all the same for them, whether you warn them, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or you do not warn them, هُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, they will not bring iman. One or two important aspects here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is all the same for you, but it is all the same for them. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mean that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not give them a da'wat, an invitation towards Islam. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show is that whether you invite them or you do not invite them, because of their own arrogance, their own weakness, their own stubbornness, they will not bring iman, and you will continue your message, and you will invite. And we saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not only pursue them insofar as the invitation was concerned, but the invitation of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards Tawheed, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was motivated by a very high level and a very high quality of fikr and concern that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's concern for those who had not brought iman, that you are prepared to choke yourself, you are prepared to kill yourself because they are not bringing iman. So one very important aspect, many of us sometimes have the enthusiasm to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that should also be motivated by a very high level and a very high degree of concern that we should have for those who have already brought iman, how they can increase the quality of the iman, and secondly, for those who have not brought iman, how they will bring iman and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that degree of concern comes within a person, then the da'wat becomes all the more easier, and one will be motivated more and more, depending on the amount of concern. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly you only want those, مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ, who follow the dhikr, who follow the advices, the instructions, the Qur'an Kareem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. Now here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given a very clear indication. Many of us have the wrong end of the work of da'wat, inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us feel that it should only be done to those who have not brought iman. Those who have brought iman, there should be no reminder. This ayat is contrary to that kind of belief. The ayat is very clear that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also warned those who had already started following the Qur'an. They followed the advices and the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a matter of fact, all of us need to be reminded all the time about our duties and responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us need to be reminded about Akhirah, because we all need to refreshen and rejuvenate our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Akhirah. all the time. We are all supposed to be reminded about the shortness of this life and the everlasting hereafter, because that will only bring us closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both parts of the da'wah and both parts of tabligh is important. To invite those who have not yet brought iman and to remind those who have brought iman. Both of them have been established from these ayat and these verses of the Quran. وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ. One quality was as so far as their amal and their actions were concerned, that they followed the Quran, they followed the advices and the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second quality is that of their heart. وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ. And they had the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, they had the ma'rifat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They had the realization of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these two qualities should come into us. It is not only a world of amal that we are in. It is not only a world of actions. But it is also a world of firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also to have the awe and the fear of Allah and the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been commanded, give them the glad tidings of maghfirah, the glad tidings of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world also and in the hereafter. Wa ajrin kareem, and a very honorable and noble ajr and reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has also been instructed to speak about the fada'il and to speak about the virtues and the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon those who have brought iman and practices righteously. Very, very important for us is it has been noted that the great alim and the saint of the latter era, just a few years ago, Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi, rahimahumullah, had passed away in this month of Ramadan. It was the 27th of Ramadan, a man that had dedicated his life towards the Qur'an Kareem. It has been noted that he had started the recitation of Surah Yasin. He came to this ayah, إِنَّمَا تُنْذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ فَبَشِّرُهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. And he had breathed his last and he had passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, the highest ranks, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us also such a maut. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly we are the ones that give life to the dead. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is primarily making reference to the hereafter, that after we leave this world, we go into our qabr, we go through the entire process of what is termed as the alame barzakh, the life of the qabr, and then a time will come when all of us will be resurrected and all of us will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many notable mufassireen, commentators of the Qur'an Kareem has also stated that here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to impress upon our minds another very important aspect. And that is not only about life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give in the hereafter, after death, but after the death of a person's heart. The spiritual death of a person's heart, a person is engrossed in kufr, 24 hours in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that person, Allah is that being, that Allah Rabbul Izzat is the only being that can revive that heart and bring life to that heart, and that life will be that of iman and righteous deeds. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ. Throughout our lives in this world, whatever our practices are, whatever our actions are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we note them down, we write them down, مَا قَدَّمُوا, what you have sent forth. All of us, it is very important for us that we practice in this world, but we should be hopeful of the reward of it in the hereafter. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us and impresses upon our minds, وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا, that whatever they have sent forth, we have written, وَآثَارَهُمْ, and whatever they have left behind. Now the word athar can be translated as traces, or our legacy that we have left behind. That also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes note. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for it. The legacies we leave behind is whatever good we have left in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. Whatever evil we have left in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us about. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that that person who had begun a good deed, a good practice in Islam, say for example, a sunnah was not prevalent in a community and in a society, and that person had revived that sunnah, he had brought it back to life, then he will be rewarded for it. Those that practice upon it, they will be rewarded, and the person who had begun and initiated it, he will also be rewarded. However, on the contrary, that person that had begun an ill practice in Islam, in other words, something that was not in Islam, not in vogue, somebody brings it in as an innovation or whatever, and then people begin to practice. So the person that brought it into vogue will also be questioned, and the people that practice, they will be also questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the legacy that we leave behind also should be a very rich legacy for insofar as the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Others have also stated that ya wa atharuhum refers to our footsteps. Our footsteps that we take to the masjid, we walk towards the musalla, we walk towards some good deed, all of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written. To this extent we find our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking about it insofar as a person leaving his home and going out to some remote place far away from his home, and the person passes away very far away from his home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for as far as his footsteps could be traced right to where he passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a paradise as big and huge as that. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ fi imamin mubin. And Allah says, and everything we have enumerated, we have enlisted in the manifest register, in the clear book. The manifest register and the clear book, one refers to the Lawh-e-Mahfuz, the book in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down our taqdeer. Our duty and responsibility is to fulfill the ahkam and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practice according to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whatever then is in our taqdeer, insofar as our sustenance is concerned, that we leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is taqdeer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with that. Our duty and responsibility is to abide by the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also it refers to our own book of deeds. Whatever we have done will be listed down in the book of deeds, and of course presented on the day of Qiyamah, and we will be told, Iqra kitabak, read your book now, and that will be put also on the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah. So in these ayat and in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves many lessons for us. The one lesson is immaterial of the conditions of people. Our responsibility is to invite towards Allah. We will invite to those who have not brought Islam, and we will remind those who have already brought Islam, and always remember that our amal are being listed and noted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.